message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. I welcome you to God's presence this morning, and I know of a certainty that your lives will never be the same again in Jesus' name. We want to thank God for His presence in our midst, and I know that somebody's life will change for the better this morning in the name of Jesus. For the shortage of time, I'll move straight into the word right now. Power for supernatural elevation. Power. Power for supernatural elevation. The Bible makes it very clear that you and I are for continuous elevation. Elevation also means lifting. You and I are meant to continue to progress. In Proverbs 4 verse 18, the Bible said, "But the path of the just is like a shining light. And this path shineth more and more." Somebody say more and more. Somebody say more and more. So God's plan is to give you more and more elevation. To promote you. Elevation also means promotion. Elevation means lifting. Elevation means promotion. And it takes power to change level. The end time church is a church of power. Christianity is yeyenity without power. There is no substance in Christianity if there is no power element. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4. The Bible said the kingdom of God is not in words, but in demonstration and in power. The kingdom of God is not only in talking. Anybody can talk. But it is the power content. The release of God's power. That is what makes all the difference. No matter who you are as a child of God, you need God's power. It is impossible to access any form of elevation or promotion without God empowering you to make it happen. One of the major things that Jesus died to get for us is power. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 12, Revelation 5, verse 12, "What is the lamb that was slain to receive power?" Revelation 5, verse 12. "What is the lamb that was slain to receive?" The first thing that the Bible says he went to receive for us is power. And he went further to receive riches for us, and you'll be very, very rich. Amen. I say you'll be very, very rich. Amen. If you missed out on the series on prospering in recession, I can't explain why, but I'll advise you to please pick up the CD very fast. Last week Wednesday was very explosive. Upper Wednesday, very, very brutal. You will never regret you did. Information is key if you ever want to get out. Many people amaze me. It amazes me the way people think. You want to get something without getting the necessary knowledge. How does it work? So, power is the number one thing Christ died and resurrected to give to us. His death is not for nothing. His death is to empower you. Somebody say, empower me. His death and is to make sure you are not without power. Quickly this morning, why do I need power? I'm talking of spiritual power now. Why do I need power? Number one, to dominate. The powers of darkness and satanic forces. In Luke chapter 10 verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy, for nothing shall by any means hurt you. Power is to dominate satanic forces, demonic forces that want to dominate your life and dominate your business. Until you are empowered. Powers of darkness can place their leg on your head. In Psalm 66 verse 3, it said, through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. Until you are empowered, devil can never submit to you. Say, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Say, who are you? You don't have any power. Until a Christian is empowered, he continues to suffer in the hands of... Now, listen to me. Powers of darkness don't care about the color of your skin. Neither are they interested in the class of your grade in university. Neither are they interested in your status or your title. Either you are a chief or you are a doctor. It is of no importance to the powers of the wicked. It is your spiritual content that makes them fear. It is what you carry that makes them to leave you, to go to where God wants to take you. Number two reason why you need power is to win in the battles of life. I must tell you, my brothers and sisters, life is filled with battles. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6, verse 12. Also, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, all through to verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, all through to verse 5, we say, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to be pulling down strongholds and casting down imaginations and bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So we are in a battle. That's why Christians that behave as if they are on this earth for leisure, they end as nothing. There's a battle to fight. There is a battle over your destiny. There is a battle over your life. And only power can make you win that battle. You will not end up a casualty. Your days of being wounded in battle is finally over. Your days of being wounded in battle is finally over. If I were you, I would say a born again amen. Number three, why do you need power? You need power to change levels in life. Power is needed to change levels in life. A man or a woman can be perpetually on a particular level for an infinitesimal number of years, except there's a power to push him forward. A person can be in a particular spot indefinitely, except a power pushes them to another level. And this is more often than not the power from God. And there's somebody here today, your testimonies will be similar to that of that man. You have been stagnated for many years, but suddenly, even as we move on in this month, God will single you out and elevate you. God will single you out and elevate you. Number four, why do you need power? You need power to fulfill your calling and your destiny. Power is needed to fulfill your calling and your destiny. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 20. If you want to fulfill your calling, you want to fulfill your destiny, you have to be empowered. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And this power is meant for your fulfillment. Someone say fulfillment. To make you fulfilled. 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 There's a calling over your life. There is a reason why God sent you here. You are not a mistake. But for that thing to come to pass, there must be a power that brings it back. fought for actualization. They say, the grave is the richest place because potentials lie in the grave. Billionaires who died as carboneers are in the grave. International business women that should have business connections controlling the entire world from one spot, they are in the grave. They did not control even their streets. Oh! Power was not given to them. People that should write books, none all over the place, could not accomplish anything. Anything. Why? Power was not available. Number five, why do you need power? You need power to become an enviable personality or a person of signs and wonders. In Mark 16:17, he said, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues." Verse 18. And they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That is, if you are empowered, you become a mobile signs and wonders. Anywhere you get to, it's as if signs and wonders enter that place. You are employed into a company, and instantly there's a turnaround in that company for the better. You are married to a man. Immediately they enter that house after the wedding on Saturday night. By Monday, the man becomes a transformed person in the spirit. As a direct result of the power you carry. That's why when in those days in our place, when somebody marries, after some time, the parents of the husband will say, "Is this person's leg, is it good?" How many of you have heard that before? Is the person's leg? She has said, "Da." Is there? If you go empty-handed to your husband's house, you don't go with power and accuracy. You don't go with unction. You lack distinction. Until you are empowered, you can become an enviable personality. Number six, why do you need power? You need power to stand and to stand out. Proverbs 24 verse 10. "If thou faint in the days of adversity, thy strength is small." Strength is needed to stand as a Christian. The reason why many backslide and many don't continue the race is because there is no strength. There is no power. You know, Christianity is like a race. Life is like a race. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 24. "Know ye not that all run in a race, but all one obtained the prize. So run that you might obtain the prize." So life is like a race. And you need strength that you might obtain. You will obtain. You will obtain. You will obtain. You will not end empty-handed. At every threshold or junction of your life, 10 years, 18 years, 21 years, 25 years, 30 years, 40, every junction of your life, you will have something that you would have obtained. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. Every junction of your life, you will not be empty-handed. Amen. Do you know the reason why some people, every bad day they cry, there is nothing to show? When you know that life is, time is going, and there is nothing. I'm not saying that maybe you are an ungrateful person. That's another thing. I'm not saying that. But in actual fact, nothing is there to thank God for. There's no tangible thing. This happens when there's no power. One is like it's just existing. But it will never be your case in the name of Jesus. You shall become a man and a woman of signs and wonders. You will stand out. You will stand out. You will stand out. You know, some stand out. Some stand, but some are outstanding. That is the class my God will take you. I said, that is the class my God will take you. Mark it! Great men and women will emerge from our midst here. Great men and women will emerge from our midst here. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. I was speaking to one of our pastors on Thursday. A book was on my table, and as he was looking at it, he said, oh, this church. See, this is the church Obama was attending before he became the president. He said, this is the church that Obama was. And I, you know, the way me I think is very wild sometimes. I just, oh, God, there'll be a day that somebody will emerge from our church. They say, this person came. This person in this high position emerged from Impact House. And you are the person I'm talking about, say a big amen. You are the person I'm talking about, say a big amen. Quickly this morning, what are the secrets of power for supernatural elevation? What are the secrets that will give you this power that we are talking about? Number one secret of power for supernatural elevation is holiness and righteousness. In Obadiah chapter 1 verse 7, Obadiah 1 verse 7, the Bible says, but upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. You will possess your possession today. I say you will possess your possession today. I say you will possess your possession today. Obadiah 1 verse 17, but upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Until you are living right, things can't go right. It is your decision to abandon a... Now, listen to me. Don't be fooled. There is no way we can continue the same way and expect God to do something different. There's no way. If your hands are continually soiled, there is no way the hands can be empowered. If your feet are feet that walk to just anywhere, you know that place in the book of Psalms chapter 1, from verse 1 or 2 to verse 5, blessed is that man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standing in the path of sinners, not sitting in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the law. But in this law does he meditate day and night. So if you are a man or woman that delights in God, there is no way you will not be elevated. And you will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of living waters and bringeth forth fruit in season. That is called elevation. That is, every time something new is happened. From today, every single week, you will have something new to show. Every single month, God would have added something new to you. Let me hear your loudest amen. But for this to happen, iniquity must be dropped. Iniquity must be dropped. If you are working in a place and they tell you that you must do iniquity, you must sleep with a man before you can bring in deposit, tell them, my pastor said, I'm not meant to do this for my elevation. Anything you use iniquity to get, you have to use iniquity to sustain it. When you get elevation by iniquity, you have to use, when you get elevation by iniquity, you need iniquity, more iniquity to continue to stand there. That's why those that get promotion by sleeping with the boss have to keep sleeping with the boss. When you're working in a place, for example, you are to obey your boss in the areas of duty. You are to be dutiful, but you are not to obey them in the areas of iniquity. You are meant to listen to their instruction in the area of duty, your normal duty. But when it comes to the narrow of issue of go and sleep with that deputy governor so that he can give you 100 million. Okay, what is 100 million to your destiny? Can 100 million cure HIV? Can 100 million cure destiny swap. Take your destiny, take the. How much is on that? On that, listen to me. 100 million is seeking change to you. I tell anybody, I said it. If you can continue with God in the right path, 100 million is seeking change to you. I said it by God's privilege. Because you will soon get to a point where in a single check, you are given a seed of 100 million. Yeah. Believe it or not. But that will only happen if you turn your backs on iniquity. Everyone that desires power must walk with God. 1 Thessalonians 5:2-10. If you desire power, then you must abandon the past. You must abandon anything that can make God turn his backs on you. 1 Thessalonians 2:10. 1 Thessalonians 4:7. You can write those ones down. Apostle Paul speaking here, he says, you are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we have behaved ourselves. That was a man like you and I speaking. He said, can you? I say, you can see how we have walked. You can see how we have walked. For God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. God has not called us into uncleanness, but unto holiness. My prayer for you this morning is that new grace to stand upright, receive it this morning in Jesus' name. Secrets of power. Number two, heavy intake of the word. Heavy intake of the word. In 1 Peter 2:2, the Bible says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word of God, that you might grow thereby. The intake of the word of God makes you a robust Christian. What makes an elephant very big? Heavy intake. And elephant gives birth every 3 years, but that 3 years, when he pushes out his baby, you say, yeah, he gives back to giants. What you eat determines your size. Once your food intake of the spiritual is low, you are low in the spirit. In Joshua 1:8, Joshua 1:8, the Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Until you are in tune with the word, power will be leaking every day. It's amazing how we invest so much into physical food, and we invest so little into spiritual food. You have assorted in your house. You have canned beef. You have chicken. You have turkey. You have rice. You have yam. You have beans. You have garri. Every food almost is in your store. But ordinary John 3:16 is you'll be there. John 3:16. John 3. That's why most Christians are dry. Friends, this morning my advice to you is be hungry for the word. Let there be a panting in your heart every day. In those days, which we still do till now, we run a policy of no word, no food. No word, no food. If it is 6 p.m., I'm able to read Bible. That's the time I must start my food. And if I like food so much, it's better for me to quickly read it then. I don't understand how you can last 2 days without the word. This is the word. This is what you need for your spirit. Your spirit will become very, very quashuckled, except you are taking it in voraciously. Except you are taking it in daily. My prayer for you is that a new hunger to study this Bible comes for you today in Jesus' name. It comes for you today in Jesus' name. How can you travel on a journey and say, yay, I forgot my Bible? You have forgot everything at home. You travel from here to Lagos. Oh, shege. I said, what happened? Oh, I forgot. Forgot with Bible. God will have mercy on you, like you have said. We must have a desire. If you want to be empowered by God, let a desire to study on a daily basis. Don't taste physical food except you have digested some chapters. You say, friends, discipline is very important for power. The undisciplined cannot get power. And one of those disciplines is study. You are very studious. My prayer for you this morning is that God will give you that grace afresh. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15, study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. New grace to study, to study, to study, day and night. Receive that grace in Jesus' name. A wordless Christian. Wordlessness results in powerlessness. Wordlessness equals powerlessness. Wordlessness equals uselessness. You are not useful except you are wordful. You are powerless except you are taking in spiritual vitamins for your spiritual resuscitation. If you want to roar like a lion, you have to eat the food of lions. If you want to speak like a lion, you must eat. This is the food of, the Bible is the food of lions. This is what lions consume. Spiritual lions, I mean. This is what they eat. This is what they eat. They study it. They wake up at night. They digest it. They have study notes. As they are studying, they write what God is revealing to them. From today, every day of your life, I pray that God will give you grace to always be a studious person in the name of Jesus. Number three, source of power is heartfelt prayer and regular fasting. Heartfelt prayer and regular fasting. Isaiah 40 verse 29. In Isaiah chapter 40 verse 29, the Bible says, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that had no might, he increaseth their strength. God is a giver of power, and he gives it to the faint. He gives it to the faint. But this faint must be somebody who is ready to pray and fast. According to Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. If you are ready to fast and pray, you will get power. For they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and they shall not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. In the book of Matthew chapter 17, verse 17 to 21, there's a story there of a man whose son had some problems and ran to Jesus. Matthew 17, 17 to 21. The Bible says that he went to Jesus and said, Jesus, my son has a problem. He's a lunatic. He has a problem. Sometimes he falls into fire. He has challenges. Can you help me? Because I've gone to your disciples and they could not help. I've gone to them. What the disciples of Jesus couldn't do, Jesus did it cheaply because of power differential. Power differential. And Jesus answered, oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. Bring him to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. The child was cured. And the disciple came to Jesus and apart and said, why could we not do what you are doing? Why can't we speak and it happens? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove thither to the other place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, with your faith, you need to be engaged in prayer and fasting. You need, if you want to be involved in prayer, you want God to empower you. All those small, small devils troubling you in your neighborhood, all those small, small devils troubling you, your place of work, all those people sending arrows to you from the village, they are small, small ants when you are into prayer and fasting regularly. They are small, small. Can a big human being, somebody as tall as me now, be afraid of an ant? If I see an ant, I press it like this. That's how they are to you when you are praying. It is the absence of prayer and fasting that makes people very fearful. They appeared to me in the dream yesterday. They were pursuing me with koboko. If they pursue with koboko, if you have power, you pursue them, you collect the koboko, then you whip the person. If they pursue you with one koboko, you quickly run to the market. You say, oh, yeah, follow me to the market. Then you buy 10 koboko. You put it together. How many of you have seen how military do things sometimes? They will put the 10 koboko together, then they will whip. That's how you do. 10 koboko is superior to 1 koboko anywhere in the world, including China and Brazil. Power is an offshoot of prayerfulness. Latwa baratia lozuzua. Lekuta milisian to bladush. Your prayerfulness injects you with power. Your regular fasting makes God to give you new level of empowerment. Friends, from today, God is going to supernaturally empower you like never before. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. David was in tune with this in Psalm 63 verse 1 and 2. Psalm 63 verse 1 and 2. He was in tune with power. His heart was thirsty for power. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty. That is talking about power. There's a song like that. In a dry and thirsty land, where there's no water, Lord, let me see your power and glory as in the sanctuary. In a dry and thirsty land, where there's no water, Lord, let me see your power and glory as in this. I am thirsty for you. My heart is until this or this continues. Something must happen if you are ready to pray. Power to excel in your business. Power to come out with good grade. Power to marry aright. Power to start business and it succeed. A prayerful person business doesn't succeed. It doesn't fold up. It doesn't fold up. A prayerful person's business doesn't fold up. It doesn't fold up. From today, new desire to stand with God in prayer comes for you in the name of Jesus. It comes for you in the name of Jesus. And this heartfelt prayer is a product of desire. Proverbs, Psalms 27, 3 to 4. Your desire, Psalms 27, 4 to 5. 4 to 5. It is a man or woman of desire that can pray. If you are not praying, it shows something. There is no desire. One thing have I desired, O Lord, that will I seek after. That I may dwell in thy house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secrets of his tabernacle shall he hide me. That is, I am thirsty. I desire a change. I desire your empowerment. I pray that somebody is here this morning. God will give you a new desire today. That your dwindling desire shall suddenly be sprouted up in the name of Jesus. In Proverbs 18 verse 1. Proverbs 18 verse 1. The Bible says, true desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. A man that has a desire is a man or woman that is pushed into prayer. He's pushed into prayer. They did not declare fasting. He declared his own fasting. They did not declare fasting. She said, no, I must change levels. Eh? There must be something that will change in my life. Friends, this same week, even as you engage in prayers, that required elevation shall come for you in the name of Jesus. It shall come for you in the name of Jesus. Also, power comes for the faithful in service. Power. Everyone faithful in stewardship is a candidate for empowerment. The more you serve God, the more he empowers you. The more you are faithful in your secular business, the more he empowers you. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 explains to us how they were anointed and they went about. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you and shall be witnesses unto me in Samaria, in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part. Power is not for play. How many of you have noticed when wrestlers have carried weight very well, they are looking for who to box? When they are coming to the ring, they are making noise. Yeah, idiot man. I'm going to remove your nose today. Yes, you are going to be finished today. You have two eyes. By the time you are leaving here, it's only one eye. I'm removing your left eye and I'm frying it inside my scotch egg. Power. Praise the Lord. Everyone that is empowered, there is no way you will not want to walk. There is no way. Power pushes you. And that's why God empowers those who are working for him. Those who are faithful in his service. He gives them power. He gives them power. Even if they are weak, he makes them strong. So that they can continue the work. Many of us, by human calculation, we shouldn't be here. We should be in other areas of assignment that are less tasking than this. That's why when this ministry started, some people say, they can't do it. They can't do it. How? They don't know the stress involved. You can see they're already getting lean now. But the empowerment of God is superior. Somebody say superior. Superior to man's condemnation. Most of them, all of them want to be our friends now. All of them. All those people. We have not seen you for a long time. How are you? We miss you. We wonder. Because God uses things that people cannot even imagine. That is why I'm so certain that your future will be all right, too. That is why I'm so sure that it might look as if you have no helper today. Bible says, when your father and your mother forsake you, he says, I will carry you. I will help you. There's a song. You don't know it. Me that I don't have anybody. Me that I don't have father. I don't have mother. I put my trust in you. Me that I don't have anybody to lean on. I put my hope and my trust in you. It doesn't matter your state and your condition. Today, even as you continue to serve God diligently and faithfully, God will soon empower you. And as I begin to round up, as you are faithful in his service, listen to this. You will eventually be empowered to the extent that people will begin to envy you. I said they will begin to envy you. Men will begin to envy you. They can't do what you are doing, yet they want to be like you. How is it possible? You did not sit for an exam. You have scorned during an exam, yet you want to have A1 in the exam paper. How? If you continue in the service, I am certain you must end well. And I said this prophetically to somebody this morning. Your faithfulness in service will pay off for you. Your faithfulness in service will pay off for you. Your faithfulness in serving God will pay off for you. Even your children and your children's children will eat from it. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.